This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. This is episode 257 midweek show. How's everybody doing so far? We're just gearing up for Texas Frightmare weekend this weekend, so we're actually recording the full episode actually tomorrow night. So I don't know what we're doing. I think we're doing the Wasps' first album. We haven't done any Wasps except for when we had the bitch fest about when they couldn't play here in Dallas that time. So I think we're going to do Wasp. All right, for this midweek show, I am going to be covering the eighth studio album by Machine Head, Bloodstone and Diamonds. It was recorded in early 2014 at Jingletown Studios in Oakland, California. And then they did additional recording at Top Floor Studios in Gothenburg, Sweden. And that happened in August of 2014. Genre is thrash metal. Length of the album is 70 minutes and 59 seconds. Nuclear Blast Records is the label, and they left Roadrunner Records, and this was their first album with Nuclear Blast. So, produced by Rob Flynn and Juan Urrutia. And it ended up being released on November 7th of 2014. The band members on this album, Rob Flynn on lead vocals, rhythm guitar, keyboards, string arrangement, and some percussion. Phil Demmel on lead guitar. Jared McKeachum on bass guitar and backing vocals. And Dave McLean on drums and even did some guitars on a track. Additional personnel: Rice Fulber on keyboards, Jordan Fish from the band Bring Me the Horizon on keyboards on a couple tracks, Catherine Marshall, Eugenia Y, Chad Kaitlinger, and Vanessa Rutolo on strings, Philip Brezina, Charles Ackert, and Ivo Bolkolik. Strings on a track. Production team, like I said, Rob Flynn produced the album along with Juan Urrutia. Andy Sneap did the tracking and editing. Colin Richardson did the mixing. Lee Bothwick, engineering. Steve Lagudi, engineering. Ted Jansen, mastering, and Steven Taylor did the album art, design, and layout. And the album art's pretty good also on this. It's hard to explain. You really just have to look at it. It's got all kinds of stuff going on it. Lots of little detail for sure. Now, this album did pretty good on the charts. It got to 21 on the Billboard Top 200, and it hit number 18 in the UK. This album was very popular in the UK. Alright, let's go over the track list here. Track one, we got Now We Die, and that was released as their second single, actually. And that's also got a lyric in the song where they got the name for the album, Bloodstone and Diamonds. Track two, Killers and Kings, and that was released actually as their first single. and it's a good song, but it's not the best song on the album. I think it's probably the least best song on the album, in my opinion. Now, moving on to track 3, Ghosts Will Haunt My Bones. I believe this is my favorite song on the whole album. Track 4, Night of Long Knives, and that is all about the Tate LaBianca murders committed by the Manson family. Track 5, Sail Into the Black. Track 6, Eyes of the Dead. Track 7, Beneath the Silt. Track 8, In Comes the Flood. Track 9, Damage Inside. That's a very dark song, for sure. Very good song also. Track 10, Game Over. That's a hell of a banger right there. Track 11, Imaginal Cells. And that is an instrumental. It features samples from the audiobook Spontaneous Evolution by Dr. Bruce Lipton and Steve Behrman. It's a trip. When I heard it today, the only thing I could think of was our buddy up in Canada, Gazoo. He would probably say some shit like that. Shout out to you, Gazoo. And rounding out the album with track 12, we got Take Me Through the Fire. And that is the track listing for Machine Head, Bloodstone and Diamonds. Now, moving on to the tour cycle. They toured for like almost 2.5 years on this touring cycle. They actually started the tour off in France on the day that they actually released the album on November 7th, 2014. And they had the band's Darkest Hour and Devil You Know opening up for that leg of the tour. Their last show was December 19th, 2014 in Dublin, Ireland. Then they came back to the States for the holidays, and then middle of January of 2015, they started the A Night with Machine Head. No opening band. I actually seen them here in Dallas at the Gas Monkey live. That was a good venue. Not the other Gas Monkey that we bitched about, but great show. They play about an hour and 10 minutes, take a half hour break, and then come back out and do another hour 10. Awesome show. They played like 20-22 songs throughout the night. I may have told the story about that show too. We about got hit by a tornado. I had the ex-wife with me. We stopped at the Jack in the Box after for munchies, and tornado hit right across the street from where we were at. It was crazy shit. And it was January, too. Weird-ass weather for Texas in January. So they toured with that till end of December again of 2015. And after the holidays, back over to Europe for like 30 shows. So that whole touring cycle, they did 150, 160 shows in 2.5 years, so good touring cycle for them, and no opening band on most of it, so. Alright, how am I going to rate this album? Very popular album, very good album, very well produced for sure, lots of different sounds and stuff with the strings and the keyboards. Still hard as hell. Every song on here is a banger. I definitely suggest listening to it, buying it. It is on iTunes. And I think there's another version where they just play music part of it with no vocals, which is sort of cool also. But I'm going to give this album 4.2 long knives. All right, that's all I got for Machine Head, Bloodstone and Diamonds. If you're in North Texas this weekend, come check out Texas Frightmare Weekend. It's a good convention for sure. Lots of stuff going on. And it's very well priced too for stuff. So we will be doing, we're going to try to go live on YouTube. We're going to see how bad we can fuck that up. But we're going to be posting videos and pictures and stuff on YouTube and all the social medias. You can check us out on there also. It's going to be a very busy weekend. Lots to do. So, like I said, we're recording something tomorrow night for the Sunday episode because we will not be here. Not until late, probably. So, check us out. Hit that like and subscribe on the YouTube. And we will talk to you next week. Stay evil, everybody.
Game of profit is worth it. On my face, the drops they sound are slowly melt into gray abyss. Depression and her endless kiss. I hope to feel alive again, and the numbness living in. I sit in silence, deaf to all. And I can't look you in the eye. I don't want you to see the damage inside. I've been gone for so long. My demons pull me into the hall to dance with leeches and drink my soul, while violins play the endless song of hearts broken never long. I can't look you in the eye. I don't want you to see.
Pride. I won't drown in another.